Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We said we would bring you the hackathon's winning team. Joining us this morning is Ramton Mascari, Rodney Ellis, and Miguel Laranjeras. They are three of the team members that were part of the winning team at the Synthesis Hackathon that started 12 o'clock Thursday, ended 12 p.m., ended 12 o'clock Friday p.m., and they did some incredible work. Good morning, guys. Congratulations. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, listeners. Yeah, we're feeling great, man. It was, as I said, it was a very exciting day of just coding and hacking, and but it was, yeah, it was so much fun.
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. So your team won, and who's going to just tell us what the idea was and what you put together?
Miguel, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, I'm happy to go. Give it a go. Well, so the idea within the hackathon was to create a voice assistant or a voice interface for Clockify to help developers log their time in a bit more of a convenient way to assist either with multitasking and then expand upon that, potentially as a later stage, expand upon it to get other events synced into their Clockify without having them to manually log it every time. So
right.
Like
so let's
weekends
just,
and all that.
Yeah, so let's just stop there and just translate that to English. Basically what it means is, I'm not being facetious, but you guys live with us. So you understand exactly what it is that you're talking about. I suspect many listeners don't. So what that is when companies are working on specific projects for multiple clients, it is absolutely imperative for the integrity of the client, for the integrity of the individual, that time is logged. In other words, if you're working on a project for X client, you can't charge X client more than the time that you've worked on. So that time needs to be properly logged. But it is an unbearable pain for anybody who's doing that. And there's no doubt it's one of the bugbears of many companies because people hate logging their time. Am I right?
No, you're definitely agreed.
So you guys
find one of those.
Sorry, carry on.
Oh, no, I was just saying you just find it's one of those things that just breaks your flow. So
yes. Like, it's a proper pain. All you want to do is do your work. But so what you guys came up with was a voice activated way to log the time so that it really just isn't a pain. Is that right?
That is correct.
So what did you create?
So basically what we did is we used a couple of AWS services. So there's a service in AWS called Lex that you can create a chatbot as well as a voice interface with. We then used some serverless code using Python to basically create the middleware layer that will interact with a endpoint service. In this case, it was Clockify. And it was a little bit ambitious, I think, in the beginning, but I mean, I think the team pulled in so well, you know, divvied up the work. And at the end of the day, everything just fit together. It was such an amazing experience and amazing team that built this in such a short time.
So Ramton, take us through the experience, how it worked. You know, you get together, you've got this team. Just give us a sense of how this functions in 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually quite seamless, I must say. I mean, I've been in hackathons before, and I remember at first the idea seemed kind of daunting because I'd never worked with voice recognition. And I was just like, what do we do? And then we had people from different fields and different expertise and experiences. And immediately we just like, okay, we pulled up a board and we're like, okay, we need to do this, this and this. And we kind of just split the team up. And honestly, within a couple of hours, we had everything working on its individual parts. And then we just came together and we're like, how do we bring this together? And in quite a short time, we actually managed to bring this together. And I think there was more, I think we spent more time just getting to know each other than actually building the project at that point because we got the work done quite quickly.
Well, that's an interesting thing. How important is that? Because you're thrown together. You don't necessarily, you don't choose your own teams, because the teams have got to make sure when they're put together that everybody, that each team has a full range of skills. So had you worked with people on this team before? How many people in your team?
I think there was seven.
Yeah, I believe it was a total of seven team members in our team.
Right.
I think just to echo what Ramsey mentioned, like getting to know each other and to answer your question there is like, I think it is quite important to a degree so you can like work to everyone's strengths.
Right.
So it works out well in that sense of like, if you know someone is quite good with like maybe some of the UI side of things or the interface side of things to make it look a bit better, having them like start there and then progress.
So we're going to come back to you. We're going to take news headlines. When we come back, I want to discuss that, how the different skills need to come together in order to create something that is, or that is worthy at least of winning this competition, which is obviously quite significant in its standard. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:32. I'm Howard Feldman. Thanks for joining us. Good morning. Joining us this morning is Ramton, Rodney, and Miguel. These are three of the team members from the winning team at the hackathon. And again, well done to you guys. An incredibly high standard and absolutely amazing achievement. So, if Miguel, we can ask you, how did this idea come about, actually?
So before the hackathon, since it's a whole, we had like pitched a whole bunch of ideas to get everybody up into the individual teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were allocated three of those ideas, and we were able to evaluate and pick from there. And I think from the picking side, it came down to what makes the most sense in the time frame that we have, as well as what would actually have a beneficial, or what we believe would have a beneficial value after the fact, like be usable after the hackathon as well.
Mm. So you get a number of options, and then you say, right, this is the one that in 24 hours we think we can make the most progress with.
Yeah. So it would be looking at it from a, like, how much can you make progress, as well as can you get something relatively functional? I don't want to say completely functional, because the hackathon's not really an idea for end-to-end products, if that
right,
makes sense.
But of course it can't be, because you know, it is only 24 hours. So Rodney, how far did you get? In other words, if you wanted to take this now as a product, you've obviously made a lot of headway. You've got a lot of guys, a lot of senior people working on this. But what would happen now if this had to be productized, so to speak?
So Howard, I think, you know, we actually made quite a bit of progress. I mean, we've got the interface up and running. You can chat to it directly. I think the big thing would be integrating with different time tracking applications.
Mm.
Now, in our case, we use the Synthesis standard of tracking time, but we could make it agnostic of that, where you would just add in the parameters and that could. And I think, you know, we actually got quite far. I think, you know, it's not a product that I deliver to a customer right now. But I think, you know, maybe 50-60% there. I think
incredible.
We actually got quite a bit of work done. But I mean, it's all the amazing team. That's it.
Were you surprised to win? Or did you think you had a good chance?
I did. When I did the presentation and I kind of looked at, you know, the reaction of the panel as well as the engineers looking on, I kind of saw like, yes, the guys are actually liking this.
Mm.
It looks like it's something that, you know, as Miguel mentioned, it is something that will add value.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing, is things that add value.
Well, I must tell you what was interesting for me is I walked around through the judging with some of the members of the press, and one of the guys, in fact, it was from Engineering News, turned around to me and said, I don't know how you're going to choose. Like, this is virtually, like, he said each one is different and just better than the next. And, to find, and that was so magical. Ramton, if I could ask you, what was your biggest takeaway from this whole experience?
So it's interesting. I think for me, especially, I started working at Synthesis, remotely during COVID. And this was the first big get-together event where I kind of got thrown together with people that I've never worked with before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting, like, working close to Rodney, Miguel, and the rest of the team to see their skills come into play and do this Clockify thing. You know, got to do this and this and this. And immediately I'm like, okay, cool. Show me how to do it. And we just sat together and kind of did the thing. And then we're like, Rodney and Miguel were working on a different thing. And then again, like with the UI, with the presentation, with everyone, it was not only that we get to know each other, but like you kind of pick up a few skills from everyone's skill sets and you kind of take that away with you. But other than that, it was just like, we just had a lot of fun. And I think we had the opportunity to further develop this, mm-hmm. but I think we chose to kind of just take it easy, relax, get something polished and just enjoy each other's time. Which was my favorite part of the experience.
Miguel, were there tense moments? Were there times that you were concerned about the team or, you know, the interaction at all?
Honestly, go for it, Miguel.
Cool. No, I don't think so. I think, like, we mentioned, we played to each other's strengths. We checked, the most tense moment was probably the initial planning, like making sure
and
we had a general idea of what we wanted
to do. And choosing the topic, was that difficult once you had the three, or was this was the obvious choice for you guys?
I think from my side, it was the obvious choice. We did have a contention might be the wrong word, but we did have a second topic that we were looking at as well. And I think we pretty much just put it up to a vote. So I think everyone had a good understanding of what was required of each of the three and weighed up their own, like what were their pros and cons. And we came to the conclusion of the voice Clockify would make the most sense for us to do in the hackathon.
Before I let you go, what did you win?
So the prizes, there were actually quite a few. We had a whole option of Legos and headphones, keyboards, and I actually used those two because I think each one of us got a different one.
Oh, really? So what did you each choose?
So I ended up going for a keyboard. So I actually have it with me.
Oh, there it is.
The camera decides to show.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Rodney,
what did I went with the DeLorean Lego.
Oh, I would have gone the DeLorean.
I'm a massive Lego fan, as you can see.
I can see in your background.
Entire wall of just Lego. So I definitely went with the Lego.
I would have gone DeLorean as well. And you, Rampton, what did you choose? Oh, we seem to have lost sound there with Rampton. Anyone know what he chose? What did he choose?
I think I'm back.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
I'm back. Yeah. So by the time I got there, the Legos were gone. So I got a nice pair of headphones.
Absolutely awesome. That's where we leave it. Well done, guys. Congratulations on some incredible, incredible work. Something that is useful, fun, and just amazing. Well done to you. It is 8:40. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 FM. Good morning.